Yeah, Mr. Media, I'll talk to Nick Tremulous, lead singer of the new band Candy Gold. It features several familiar faces for rock fans, including longtime Cheap Trick drummer Bunny Carlos. Stick around. Much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. To you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top rock and roll related bestsellers such as Kiss and Make Up by Gene Simmons, The Man Called Cash by Steve Turner, or even one of my most recent favorites, Keith Richards' Life. Load Will Eisner, A Spirited Life, the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. The media is recorded live before a studio audience of true rock and roll fans who have Paul Simon in permanent rotation alongside Richard Hell and the Voidoids in the Nuna Media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, we're from Chicago, where America eats its young. Rick Rizzo over there. John Stewart right there. Bunny Carlos right there. Mark Greenberg over there. I'm Nick.
Had me at Bun E. Carlos. If this band is intriguing enough for the drummer of Cheap Trick to take a flyer on, who am I not to be curious? The band, which includes John Sturat of Wilco, Rick Rizzo of 11th Dream Day, and my guest, Nick Tremulous, made its debut at South by Southwest in Austin this past March. Its self-titled debut EP, Candy Gold, is now available for download on iTunes and Amazon. Now, it's not uncommon for a new band to pick an old song to cover and make it their own. Candy Gold went with a curious choice, Paul Simon's infectious Boy in the Bubble. I'm very curious to know the thought process behind that. Nick Tremulous, welcome to Mr. Media.
How's it going, Bob?
Going good. Glad to have you here. So, Nick, tell me, you don't hear a lot of Paul Simon covers these days. Is this the first step in a reappraisal and renewed appreciation for Ryman Simon, or is there something else going on here?
Well, and for me, there's really something else going on a little bit. Bunny Carlos's drum beat to L.O. Kitties is a certain kind of beat that no drummer can do but Bunny. Mm-hmm. And the first time I heard that beat, I thought, and I'm more of a blues musician. I've played a lot in that sort of Hound Dog Taylor style of blues. I thought, I've got to do something with that beat with Bunny, and I always loved that song off Paul Simon's Graceland record, and I always heard it that way, sort of, in my head, with Bunny drumming on it and doing it a bit more aggressive as opposed to Paul's version, which is kind of removed by the television screen almost. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get in the jungle with the music and use Bunny's jungle beat with it, and Bunny understood what I was talking about, so we went for it. You know?
Have you heard other covers of that song? For the life of me, I can't think of anyone.
The funniest thing is we had recorded it a while back, and then about 6 months after we'd done it, Peter Gabriel did a version just with piano and cello, I believe, and it's a very dour version of it. So I thought, this is great. We're doing the exact opposite of everything, you know. It's like that one more version of this song that's completely different from the other two, which is nice.
It's hard to imagine a dour version of that song. I mean, it's...
Oh, you should hear it. It's very dark.
Yeah, I'll pass, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll stick to the Peter Gabriel that I know and like, and I don't think that's going to make the cut. So when and if Candy Gold plays more live gigs, mm-hmm. are there more covers on the song list?
Well, that's it. We kind of just before we started rehearsing, put together a song list of songs that we liked as kids and songs that sort of endured for us. And consequently, the set list ranges from about 1960-67. But we do the Leaves version of Hey Joe. I think the latest tune that we do would be Brontosaurus. But we do Talk Talk by the Mule. Of our favorite singles, you know, before we were buying albums, basically.
Cool.
So it's a lot of fun to play, and it's a very aggressive set, and we have a ball doing it.
So tell me about this lineup. How does this group of guys come to be a band?
Well, it's kind of a long, sort of strange period. It started with myself and Rick Rizzo playing on an acoustic show together where we were each doing solo shows, and we decided to... You know, that we did one tune together, we decided, right beforehand. We did John Cale's Amsterdam, and I played banjo, and he played acoustic guitar on it. And when we soloed together, it was like we'd played together for a long time. And I said, you know, we really should maybe get together sometime and do a band or something. And about a week later, I got a call from John Sinclair, the Free John Sinclair guy from John Lennon and all that, and the leader of the White Panthers, and who was the manager of the MC5. He's also a DJ and a poet. And he called me up and said, and I had done Dobro stuff behind him, just in his poetry. He'd called me once, and we were put together by a friend. He said, listen, I got a job opening for the MC5 tomorrow night. Can you put together a band really quick? And so I called Rick on the phone, and I said, you remember how I said we should play together sometime in a band or something? And he goes, yeah. And I said, want to play tomorrow night? And that's what we did. We opened with a percussionist on two electric guitars. And then about a year later, we started sitting down and maybe trying to write stuff, and that became real easy. And then basically I just called up Bunny, who I played with on a couple shows, and John, who I'd known for a long time, and said, you want to form a band? Here's some songs, see what you think. And they all said yes. So it was very quick and very fast, including the recording. It just all went like lightning, kind of made itself, which is
now,
nice.
Do the guys consider this kind of a side gig to their other things that they're known for, or is this the thing right now?
This is a side gig for all of us. I'm finishing a record right now with my band. Wilco's just putting the finishing touches on their next record. Rick Rizzo is out with 11th Dream Day as well right now. His record was released a month before ours. And Bun is just taking a sabbatical right now from live playing with Cheap Trick, but he never takes a sabbatical from drumming. In fact, he drums every day. You know, he's that type of musician.
Well, Cheap Trick, of course. I remember being in college a long time ago when they were still fairly new on the scene, and I mean they've always been known as that band that plays almost every day. You knew they were out playing somewhere, so you know the. Is this the time that he's played in an organized way with a different group of guys?
He did a thing a couple of years ago called Tinted Windows with one of the members of James Ia was one of the members, and believe it or not, I think Taylor Hansen was the singer, and they made a quick record together and went out and toured it a little bit. So he's done it before. He played with John Lennon too on which song? I can't even remember. I'm Losing You, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. He and Rick did a recording session before John had passed.
Well, and when we started talking, you mentioned for Boy in the Bubble that you imagined it with Bunny playing a certain sound. What does a guy like that bring to the group?
Well, you know, it's the great thing about being able to do this, for one thing, is to, one, be in what is slightly a cover band, as none of us have had the chance to be in that. We've always had to make albums. And the other thing is just, you know, people's experience bring a lot of things. Bunny's probably had the most experience of all of us in terms of being in a band, a long-time band, in terms of making set lists that work and set lists that don't, and pacing a set and pacing yourself. So it's just great to be around him because you're constantly learning from him. Just really practical stuff.
And how did you guys settle on the name of the band, Candy Gold? I mean, you said as we were before we came on that, you know, it's basically a stripper name. But it, I mean, was that actually it?
Well, initially I wanted it to be the Vandalettes when we were talking about that, which was kind of a cool name. And then I found a group of like 13-year-old girls that had a MySpace site called the Vandalettes. They had very little hits on it, and I thought, well, that's not going to be a problem. I mean, you know, I can take this name. And then I thought, do I really want to steal a name from 13-year-old girls, you know? So I let them have it. The artist that painted the cover is extremely well-known here in Chicago. His name is Wesley Kimmler. And Wesley did my album cover for the Nicholas Tremulous Orchestra beforehand, which we called Pinky. He has a tendency to have a rather perverse sense of humor. And so he started calling me Sugar Pink on the phone, thinking it would bother me, you know? And so I made up a name for him, and that was Candy Gold, his stripper name. And when it came time to name the band, I thought, well, that's a pretty good band name, too. So we just used it.
And so the band debuted at South by Southwest. How did that go?
Yeah. It went great. Couldn't have been better. And it was nice. You know, I've played South by Southwest a bunch of times. It was nice to be asked by them for a change as opposed to go through the usual rigmarole. And because of that, we got treated really well and saw a lot of great musicians who came to our show and stuff. And that's really what the fun thing about South by Southwest is. We're usually always working on the same days and never get to see one another. So it's kind of like, you know, seeing a bunch of guys you haven't seen in a bunch of years and stuff, and they come to see you, you go to see them. It's
so
nice.
The EP, which is, I'll repeat, is also called Candy Gold. It's out. People can get it on Amazon. They can get it on iTunes.
10-inch vinyl. 10-inch vinyl with a download card.
So what's... What's the ambitions for the band? You got together on kind of a lark. You've now done an EP. You played South by Southwest. Where could or where will it go?
Well, we want to do a few more gigs that fit within our schedules right now. So we'll do some more work up until the fall. A few choice gigs, maybe a couple fly-in situations. And we've been taping shows. So, in fact, we did a 5-camera shoot at our record release. And we're going to keep taping shows. And we're thinking about putting out a live album because it's a very live band, and we already have a working title for it. So
you want to tell us? You're not going to
Golden Moments.
Very nice, very nice. All right.
Yeah.
Well, folks, listen. You can download or order Candy Gold's debut EP, also titled Candy Gold, right now at a great price at MrMedia.com. It's also available.
Great.
It'll make it available. And it's also available on iTunes and Amazon. There's also a website, which is candygold.com. It's CandyGolde.com. Make sure you have the E. Have you guys set up Twitter or Facebook, any of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. We've got Facebook and all that. Our publicist, Cheryl, makes sure that we're connected every which way.
Awesome. Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today, and good luck with the band.
Well, thanks a lot. It's been fun.
And folks, for more original interviews with America's favorite singers and musicians, you can surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of Chicago. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a piece of your day and spending it.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Hi, this is Red Peters, and whenever I'm not snapping my pickle, I listen to Bob Andelman, Mr. Media.